You're listening to the NAC Radio Network.
For those unfamiliar with modern stereo terminology, a turntable is a mechanical device. Baby, fine, walking home on the line to me. I just want to make love to you.
Back to the way we used to love. Back on the track, back on the track. That's why she's so far out, she's here.
I've never been interested in hair metal, but I could be convinced to buy a Def Leppard Unplugged record if they use my idea for a title, The Sound of One Hand Clapping. And just for the record, while I swear I've never heard that joke anywhere else, I'm not so disillusioned to think that it's good enough that I'm the first one to make it. This is More Lost Time, I'm Rick Dewey. And today we're going to hear rare records by Brian Jonestown Massacre and Miranda Lee Richards. And the only 60s garage band that I've ever been able to find a record by from the town where I grew up, Manchester, New Hampshire. So let me know where you grew up at morelosttime@gmail.com, and I will scour my records for a piece of garage rock history for the program. And also, if you're getting anxious for warmer weather, have I got a song for you. And I can't stop looking at this website called Kickstarter.com. It's a site where artists and inventors can ask investors and patrons to fund their projects. So if you help somebody out with some minimum amount, you can often get a part of what they're doing, whether maybe it's a CD or a painting or a copy of a DVD movie, or maybe they've invented something and you can get one of those, like a prototype or some invention that would improve your life. And if they get more money than they need, they profit. And if they don't get enough to fund the project, it just doesn't happen. And I was happy to see Jonathan Siegel on the site. He was in Camper Van Beethoven, and he made a solo record that came and went pretty quick in 1988. It was called Storytelling. And so he made a Kickstarter page to say that he was willing to remaster and reissue the record as a two-disc set and put it on iTunes as well. And he's fully funded, and so it's going to happen this summer. And I'm proud to say I'm an investor in the project by Kickstarter.com, and I can't wait to get this new version of the record, the two CD set. Though that said, I do have an original copy of the CD from 1988, the one that came out on Pitchatent Records. So let's hear it now. Maybe it'll inspire you. Go to Kickstarter and you can get in on the new one, and you can order a copy of the reissue. So this is a tune called Nancy Experiences the Pulse.
In her students' realization, finds the right words fit. Number collection, grand design.
How it seems to really happen. Numbers match on the warp and woof. Threads match up across the column. Numbers match on the warp and woof.
From their original major label record on Sire, that's DMZ with Mighty Addy. One of the most legendary Boston garage bands were the Liars, but before the Liars, Jeff Connolly had DMZ. One of my favorite bands is the Brian Jonestown Massacre. You can't go wrong with anything they ever did from before 2005. So we'll hear a rare one by them, and then after that we'll hear Miranda Lee Richards. Who's she? Miranda Lee Richards is to the Brian Jonestown Massacre what Marianne Faithful was to the Rolling Stones. except she's a little more than that, and I like her more. She actually played in the band for a while and contributed to some songwriting and started making her own records in 2001 with an LP called The Here Thereafter. You can find her online. That LP is out of print, so we're going to hear one of the best cuts on that. But first, the Jonestown Massacre and the so-called Diane Perry demo tape from 1996. This is That Girl's Suicide.
The sand and I hope and pray that
2001 and Miranda Lee Richards out of print solo album Here Thereafter. That's The Long Goodbye. You can kind of hear a Mazzy Star influence, but like the Jonestown Massacre, she's not a sound alike. She digs in and brings in a lot of other stuff and brings a lot to the table herself. I like her. And I also like Modern Age Brownies. They're the brownie you can't find in stores because they're not available anywhere just yet. The New Generation Baking Company here in Shrewsbury, Massachusetts, gives them a little something extra. And while for a long time I thought that was just a special treat, now I can see that's an entertaining take on the week's events. Jake Schwab, who runs the company, just taped his first installment of Dummy Roundtable, the podcast in which ventriloquists debate hot topics in the news. And I want to say it went well, except for two things. First, it couldn't be less of a barometer for that sort of thing. Who'd know if it went well? Second, nobody showed up for the taping. Now, this might be a good thing or a bad thing. Jake did the whole program with his own dummy, Crash. It's a race car driver that does jokes about driving drunk. It's supposed to be very funny, but it tends to go over with audiences only sporadically. And when it does go over, it's kind of uncomfortable for, you know, maybe half the room. A real paradox. So, you know, Jake puts on kind of a state trooper's helmet and he tells Crash, "You've been swerving in and out of lanes on the highway. You got to blow into this breathalyzer." And Crash says, "I can't do that, officer. I'm an asthmatic. I could get an asthma attack if I blow into that tube." And so Jake, as the state trooper, says, "Then, okay, we need a blood sample." And Crash says, "I can't do that either, officer. I'm a hemophiliac. If I give blood, I could die." So Jake will then says, "Okay, then walk this white line." And Crash says, "I can't do that either, officer." And Jake says, "Why not?" And Crash says, "'Cause I'm a puppet. And I'm drunk." See, no matter what else he tries, he knows what he's good at. It's these brownies. Nothing's ever going to go over as well as the quality of the brownies. They're delicious, nutritious, and surreptitious. They're modern age brownies. Just you wait and see. And now back to the music. When I started collecting records and heard all the great nuggets and pebbles and boulders stuff from all over those compilation records, One of my dreams was to find the great 60s garage rock act that must have come out of my hometown, which was Manchester, New Hampshire. You know, the millions of kids who picked up guitars because of the Beatles and Stones, who from my town scraped together cash to go into a studio and run tape and press vinyl, and where is that record? And eventually I found it, and, you know, damn it, I'm very afraid that this is as good as it's going to get. Let me know where you're from, and I'll do my best to play you your connection to the Pebbles era. For me, this is the Renegades from 1966 with Waiting for You.
Feel your tender love. feel alright. Keep a love of the cafe. Keep a love of the cafe. Keep a love of me, baby. Wow, yeah. Wow, yeah. Wow, baby. I'm so glad you're back. I'm so glad you're back. Keep a love of me, Kathy. Wow, baby. Keep a love of me, baby. Keep loving me, baby. Why, yeah. Wow, baby. So glad you're mine. Keep on loving me, baby.
From 1958, Otis Rush and Keep On Loving Me, Baby, which in some circles is a classic, but it's a rare record, and since I'm not a blues aficionado, the tune came to my attention because when I first heard it, I noticed... because it was obvious that it was a key influence on the Los Lobos sound. That was, I know that's sort of a weird sort of ass backward understanding of it. Hey, that guy sounds like Los Lobos. Before that, not to be confused with a band called the Renegades from Michigan from around the same time, they had a single called Wine, Wine, Wine. That was Waiting for You, against my better judgment, because it's the A side of that single. Probably should have played the B-side, which I think is a little bit better. But that's just hometown self-consciousness. I remember once visiting my hometown with a girlfriend from college and driving through town and being embarrassed by the amount of litter on the ground. So you can extrapolate from there. We have time for one more. And believe it or not, this is Dave Edmunds. By a man in a damp, cold climate using music to transport his soul somewhere sunny and warm. From 1976, Dave Edmunds with London's a Lonely Town. A good choice, no matter where you are in March, if you have cabin fever while waiting for spring. As always, thanks for listening to what has become, I think this was a weird show. It started out kind of like LSD and wound up kind of whiskey and beer. Tell us what your drug of choice is and maybe I'll plan the music from there. This week's program was written by Victor Spoils and engineered by Kurt Reception. Our executive producer is our own Tony Nominee. Tell us an artist that you want to hear rare music by at morelosttime@gmail.com. Subscribe to the show using iTunes. Leave a comment there, too. You can read about current music by Googling the phrase clicky clicky. And read Dave Brigham's new book, Croc Stories, Million Dollar Tales of Music Mayhem and Immaturity. You can find it on Amazon or anywhere online that books are sold. This podcast is part of Project Acquisition, an ongoing initiative by NAC and its parent company, Salt Mineral Global, to systematically acquire the largest corporate-owned share of independently produced programming for the Internet for the purpose of combining it with terrestrial programming from its 1,250 radio stations worldwide to achieve global preeminence in digital broadcasting. NAC encourages podcasters to attract and maintain sponsor relationships as it considers supplementing its business model with listener fees. That's the program. Now you know how to find More Lost Time. Thanks.